Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. This week, I want to talk to you about our annual trip to the beach each summer. My husband was raised in Florida, and luckily, his dad still lives down there, so we go every single summer. And we flew with Joey when he was little, but as soon as Abby came along, we realized that you need so much stuff for kids that we started driving. So we drove to Florida 14 times. And I am happy to say we are done driving. So now we fly to Florida. This will be our second year flying to Florida. And I am so glad because I really, really don't like the driving. When we would drive to Florida with the kids, I would pack the entire house. Like literally, there was so much stuff in that van. It was crazy. And I would start packing 4 to 6 weeks in advance of the trip. There was so much stuff. Now, the kids are older and we fly and we just don't need as much stuff. And I can usually pack in just a day or two. But this year I started packing a week in advance so I could show you on Facebook Live the different things that I am doing for our trip. So there are 6 things that I went through in the travel Facebook Live posts that I did about how I organize our traveling and why I can get packed so fast. So the first thing is when I was in high school, I would travel quite a bit with my parents. And one of the things my mom did was she got me doubles of all my bathroom supplies and created like a little travel case of everything that I needed for travel so that whenever we were going to go to grandma's house overnight or to Florida or wherever we were going, we would just grab this travel bag, add your makeup, and you were done. Like everything was in there. I would keep an extra inhaler in there. I had my deodorant, my hairspray, a little hairspray, shampoo, conditioner, soap, everything in that bag. And then the idea is when you get back from vacation, anything you ran out of, you would replace right away. So you were ready to go on the next vacation at a moment's notice. I've never gone on a vacation at a moment's notice, but you know, if the opportunity ever arises, I am prepared. So when I grab this little travel bag, I just add my makeup and go. Now my travel bag is a Gillette men's bag that I got about 8 or 9 years ago for free in some kind of promotion when I was buying a Gillette product for my husband. So I got a bunch of these little bags. So it doesn't have to be this fancy schmancy bag. And honestly, a lot of bags that are on the market for packing are not very practical. Like you need a bunch of bags or the bag is too big and everything falls over. And this one is just perfect. I'm trying to think how big it is. It's about 8 inches long. And it's about 5 inches wide and 5 inches high. So it's like a little cube. And the zipper top on the top zips all the way around so that the whole top flaps open so you can see everything that's inside. And it seems to work really, really well for me. So any kind of little cube thing will work. But play with this. The next time that you go on vacation, buy doubles of everything or a couple of things. And then when you get home from vacation, see if you can just keep everything intact there and replace what you use on a regular basis. It is a little bit of an investment the first time, but once you do it once, you have it forever. I've already done it for our kids and it's great because whenever they're going anywhere, part of packing is not just remembering your underwear, socks, and your clothes. It's all of those bathroom items. There are so many bathroom items that you need to remember. So if it's all already packed, it just makes traveling so much easier and less likely that you'll forget something. The second video was about the yearly written down checklist that I have. And about, I don't know, 12 years ago, I made a list of every single thing that we needed to take to Florida. And then while I was there, I would add to the list like, oh, we forgot box fans. So we travel with box fans because that's what we have at our house, like it's white noise. And now that we fly, I actually buy box fans when we get there. I'll buy 2 box fans. It costs like $30. It is well worth it. We sleep so much better. We don't hear all the outside noise and all the other people in the other condos. We have to have box fans. I talk about this in the book too. Like apparently I have a thing about box fans, but we have to have them. So that is on the list. When the kids were little, I would write down, remember their pacifiers, remember their blankets, you know, things that if you got down to Florida without the blankie, like you can't just go buy a blankie. It doesn't smell and feel like their old one. Like these are things we cannot leave home without. So I have this yearly written checklist. And every couple of years, I'll rewrite it because the kids were getting older. I actually just rewrote it after I put it on Facebook this year because I realized it said, take DVD player and DVDs. We don't have that. The kids have their own iPods and phones and they don't watch DVDs anymore. So you need to continually updating your list. But it helps me every year so I don't have to pull out of my head now, what do we need besides swimsuits? And that's when you forget things. So at the end of our vacation, I will make any notes that I need to on that list. And then it just goes in my summer file. And every year I pull that list out and start again. So having a written checklist doesn't have to be a printable, doesn't have to be on your computer, doesn't have to be super fancy, but just know where it is and pull it out and that will help you get packed every year. So the third thing is I usually grab some kind of bag, not necessarily a bag that we're going to travel with. So I grabbed a large deluxe utility tote that I had that I'm not going to take to Florida with me, but I pulled it out in order to start staging what needs to go on vacation. So we travel end of July, and back at Easter time, I found these really cool Minecraft, you build your own little Minecraft people, like it was supposed to be for Easter baskets. And I bought those for my son and my nephew to play with one day at the beach when they're bored. So I had those since March. So that those went in there. Then in May, I saw at a garage sale all these games, and I went and I picked out four games that I thought would be fun because the youngest child now is 11, so we don't have any babies anymore, and I thought it'd be fun to play some games at night. One is a 1980s game, and so my husband and I and his sister and husband and his sister is coming also. We were all, you know, raised in the 80s, so I thought that would be a fun game for us, and then I got a couple of games that I thought would be fun for all the cousins to play. So those are going to go. I'm trying to think what else I put in there. Any purchases like that that I make. Oh, I bought our nephew's birthday gift. I bought my kids some iTunes cards, things like that. I have this one place in my laundry room that I keep all that. So I pulled all that and I put it in the bag. The next day, I look at like, okay, we travel to a condo. We're not staying in a hotel. So there are some things that you need in a condo. And now that we're flying, we buy almost everything once we get down there. I used to pack almost everything and put it in the car. But now we buy almost everything at the grocery store when we get there. But there are a couple of things that I don't need as much of and are super expensive if I were to buy them when we get down there. So I do pack those. Those things would be like I pack 15 trash bags. And I pack 10 large and 10 small of the freezer Ziploc bags. I pack two dishwasher packets to go in the little dishwasher as opposed to buying a whole dishwasher, you know, 20 tabs when I get down there. I also always pack one SOS pad, one of those Brillo pads, because invariably you need something like that down there to clean the dishes. I also pack 15 dryer sheets. I buy our our laundry soap when we get down there because I'll go through 15 to 20 little Tide tabs, but I don't buy a whole thing of dryer sheets, so I pack those. Another thing that I pack is there are a couple of foods, especially me, that I eat on a regular basis that I can't necessarily find at the grocery stores down there. So I use these Zone Perfect protein bars. I eat one every single day. And there's something that if I'm hungry and I eat one, I can make it another 2 hours. So I pack 10 of those. And then this pink drink that I put in a shaker bottle, I pack that. And I didn't pack this in the video, but I will pack it before we go. I take the water bottle that I like to use, the refillable water bottle. I know, I'm so particular. But I love that water bottle and I'll take it to the beach each day. I also pack one of those cooler lunch bags because we take some frozen waters and regular waters down. I usually go down to the pool around 8 or 9 in the morning, and I stay down there until 1. And by the time I'm done, the frozen one will be non-frozen. And then putting the frozen water bottles in there, we could put grapes or strawberries, or I stay there until I absolutely have to go upstairs and make myself a sandwich. So I need a little cooler bag in order to do that. So those are some of the staple things that I'll pack, and I could pack those ahead of when we're ready to leave. The next thing I do to get ready for traveling is get anything that we need for our pets. So now that we have a dog, that's a much bigger deal than cats. Like cats, you just put extra food out and people have to stop by just a couple of times. A dog, oh my gosh. we could go on a vacation for what this dog is costing. So he signed up for to go to doggy daycare during the day so he can have fun. And I need to fill out the form that our pet sitter needs to take in with him. We got him extra treats and bones, and he's listening now. His head just perked up when I'm saying these words. And then the instructions, like how he acts and how he goes to bed and all those things. And we're having the pet sitter come over and go through all of those. So I have a whole section on getting ready for Hunter. And then the last day is the obvious stuff. You have to pack your computer, your clothes, whatever you would normally put in a suitcase. But I find that those first five things that I told you about, the bathroom bag, the written checklist, all of the things that I've bought for the vacation, or all of the things we take from home for the vacation, and getting the pets ready, really is 90% of the packing for me. Like, I could throw my bathroom bag and clothes in a swimsuit in a suitcase in 20 minutes and be out the door. It's all that other stuff that takes so long for travel. So hopefully this will help you have your next travel experience go faster. And here's hoping that you have some vacation spot that you need to go to soon and use this information. Have a great week.